Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Friday, March 8th. It is YouTube Growth Day. After the news, we will close out today with a discussion about the new possibility of aggregate playoffs. We are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf growth and news in just 10 minutes. Thank you very much for sharing the podcast with your friends. I love watching us grow. Our number one news story of the day is a celebration of Terry Miller, the hardest working man in disc golf. His Disc Golf Guy YouTube channel just passed 100,000 subscribers, and Six Sided Discs did a great interview with Terry. Link in the show notes. Greg of Six Sided Discs does a great job interviewing Terry and getting him to open up about his nickname, his history in playing disc golf, and his transition to being a media guy in disc golf. I especially enjoy the beginning after Terry talks about his nickname, where he went to board meetings with the town, and they would say, "Hey, the disc golf guy's here." Greg buttons the conversation up nicely by saying we can all relate well to Terry because we've all been called the disc golf guy. We are all the disc golf guy. But Terry's really the disc golf guy. Anyway, Terry and Johnny V founded Smashbox TV, which is a podcast and was the reason that the Pro Tour was able to provide live streaming of events from the very beginning. I'd go so far as to say that without Terry Miller, the Pro Tour would not exist. Thank you, Terry. Congrats on the 100,000 and the recognition. I look forward to us celebrating Terry every year for the rest of time. Our number two news story, Pure Disc Golf has their new app in beta. This is a low-key disc golf social media app, and according to them, without the social media yuck. There are currently three things to do with the app: connect, play, and improve. You can find and connect with nearby players who have similar skill levels and schedules, grow your community, keep in touch, and coordinate rounds without sharing your cell phone number. Play. Post or find upcoming rounds at your local courses or while you're traveling. Also, they've got a nice feature for women that can choose to make their posted rounds only visible to other women, and they can filter search by women-only rounds also. And then improve. They let you access disc golf content all in one place and filter by skill level and topic. In-app chat lets you coordinate and keep in touch without sharing your personal cell phone number. Again, I love what Caleb and his team have created here. I remember meeting him at the MVP Open last year and then again at the Northeast Disc Golf Expo. He's been working on this a long time. I expect the beta is pretty well polished, but just being able to find people that are in my skill level and at a course near me will be fantastic. I'd recommend everybody download the beta and help Pured grow into another wonderful aspect of our disc golf lives. Our number three news story, Charles Schwab and disc golf. So yesterday I talked about Microsoft Teams. Today I'm talking about Charles Schwab. Yeah, disc golf is growing. So eagle-eyed Zach Twischer found this gem, link in the show notes. Charles Schwab's latest ad features a guy that retired, built a disc golf course for fun, and then it became his second career. Not hard to believe. Everybody in disc golf would have told him, "Hey, just so you know, if you build a good course, people are going to come and want to play it." Thanks for thinking of us, Chuck. Chuck Schwab, that is. Yeah, disc golf is as big as you think. On the Player YouTube channel, Simon Lazat maintains his position as the number one YouTube channel for players with 199,000 subscribers. Maybe we should all just subscribe to Simon so I can start saying 200 instead. The fastest growing player YouTube channel was Paul Ulibarri's channel, Yuli. He put out the Yuli report about the memorial, and he did pretty good at the memorial. Regarding tournament coverage, the largest channel is Jomez. They actually gained 1,000 subscribers last week, so they are up to 449,000. Again, let's just go push them a little bit. Let's have a race. See whether Jomez can make it to 450 or Simon can make it to 200. We'll see who can do that first. But the fastest growing tournament coverage channel was, in fact, the disc golf guy, Terry Miller. He put out 16 videos with memorial coverage, including the men, women, and even some old guys. Rightfully so, Terry Miller gained over 5,000 new subscribers and now has 102,000 subscribers. Congratulations, Terry Miller. In the YouTube influencer section, Foundation Disc Golf is the largest with 110 subscribers. Badanza Disc Golf and Robbie C put out some great content and grew the fastest this past week. Badanza put out a practice round at Waco with James Proctor. If you like either of these guys, it's worth watching. And Robbie C put out a video where he was trying a whole bunch of distance drivers to finish out his bag. He really is very fun to watch. And on the manufacturer's side of things on YouTube, Prodigy put out a Waco review talking about the disc, not the tournament, and an ad about their new Signature Series discs. And that does it for our YouTube growth report. Congrats to the Disc Golf Guy for being the fastest growing disc golf YouTube channel this week. Over 5,000 new subscribers. All right, we're going to close out today's show with a conversation about aggregate playoffs. First off, what is an aggregate playoff? Well, the word aggregate means a total formed by combining several parts. An aggregate playoff is where more than one hole will be played in case of a tie. For example, when Paul McBeth and Kyle Klein tied at the USDGC, they went to a sudden death playoff. What this means is that as soon as a player wins a hole, it's over. In this case, Paul McBeth birdied hole one, Kyle parred, tourney over. An aggregate hole playoff would mean that there would be a predetermined minimum number of holes played that's greater than one, so two, three, four. In this case, for example, it could have been set up beforehand that the playoff is holes 1 and 18, with a minimum of two holes being played. Paul and Kyle would have played hole 1 and then popped over to hole 18 and played that hole, and Kyle would have known he has to gain a stroke. If, after those two holes, someone is winning, they are the winner. If it's still tied, then at that point, it could go to a sudden death. The PDGA has gifted us a great tool, and we should utilize it. I can think of three primary reasons that I see that tournaments should do an aggregate hole playoff versus a sudden death playoff. Fairness to the players, allowing a player to overcome a bad break, and more fan engagement. During the 2023 offseason, the PDGA Competition Committee made a great decision in allowing events to have aggregate hole playoffs if they want to. Disc golf just got better. Huge shout out to the PDGA on this. Why do we care? Well, first, it's more fair. Let's pretend Anthony Barella and Cale Laviska tie at the USDGC. Anthony can drive the disc 700 feet. Cale can thread a disc through a pinhole at 200 feet. Should they play hole one, a short technical par three where Cale would have a significant advantage? Or should they play hole 18, a long, accurate bomber of a par four where Anthony would have an advantage? If you play them both, we've got a legit battle that represents what the tournament asks players to do. So the first reason to do an aggregate playoff is to be true to the tournament. It's also more fair to the players. The second reason is bad luck. Disc golf is a skillful game, but sometimes the trees or the baskets or the winds just say no, even on the best of throws and putts. We've all seen it happen. We've seen it happen to ourselves. We win by one and our opponent had the worst spit out in history. Or we lose by one and we had a roll away into the OB. It happens. Making a playoff an aggregate minimizes the impact of that luck and increases the odds of the luck balancing out. Clearly, it's not the same as having an entire round to make up for a bad break, but at least you have twice as many shots to try to fix it versus just playing one hole. Lastly, it is simply more exciting for the fans, and this is on multiple levels. First, you've got the fans watching live, whether in person or on TV. Instead of having one hole to decide it all, you've got at least two. That is literally twice the drama, twice the throws that really, really matter. Second, and I hate to say it, but it is also twice the extra ads while they walk down the fairway, and those are some valuable ads. Lastly, it gives people that have not been watching a little extra time to turn on the TV and watch the thrilling confusion. Hopefully not, and watch the thrilling conclusion. I know that I've had occasions where I've seen on Facebook that there was something exciting happening, and I turn on the TV and it's already over. instead of being over after the first drives, we are at least going to have a chance to see another hole. I was lucky enough to be at the 2022 Tour Championship. By the way, if you get an opportunity to watch a Pro Tour event in person, do it. The atmosphere is electric, especially down the final stretch. My wife and I were lucky enough to meet another really nice couple. We actually stay in touch with them. Hi, Mike and Melissa. That was able to tell us the exact way to watch the final hole. Their recommendation was money. Note to everyone out there, scope out where you want to be early and get there before everyone else does. If it's close, you'll be glad you did. And if it's not, you'll be glad you did. So Ricky Wysocki carded a birdie, one of the only two birdies of the whole event on the final hole of regulation to tie Isaac Robinson. The course was mostly technical, although it did have some distance for sure. But the first playoff hole was hole 18, and it was a sudden death. Isaac did not play for the birdie. He simply didn't have the distance to get close to the basket in two throws. It was a long par four. Ricky played for birdie and drained the circle's edge putt for the win. It was definitely dramatic. It was very exciting, but it felt a touch anticlimactic. Isaac had no chance of winning on that hole. Why not have a second playoff hole to balance the skill set being tested on hole 18? Why not have a second hole that complements all of the skills that were tested throughout the entire tournament? That one is easy. They weren't allowed to. The PDGA has changed the overtime rules in disc golf to allow for aggregate playoffs. On the Pro Tour at least, in order to minimize bad luck and increase fairness and fan engagement, I think we should be using it. That's it for us today. If you have any thoughts, opinions, or news, email them to us at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.